Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
This is a good morning, isn't it? And especially having a sun out there and then have a bright sun in the morning, it is a great morning. And especially Sunday is the Lord's Day. It is a special morning. So why special? Because we do get together to worship God. It is an amazing morning. Not many people can get together to worship God without have a power of the Holy Spirit moving your heart and get your body out of the bed and then dragging you out and then putting into shower and then have a fresh soap smell and then waking you up. And then when you get into the kitchen, the smell, the aroma of coffee is coming out and beautify yourself to meet Jesus in worship with our Christian brothers and sisters in church called Our Redeemers United Methodist Church. This is an amazing morning. And now, do you feel that it is just one of the Sunday you happen to be ended up here? I do not think so, to be honest. You are the chosen one. Especially today, it is a Transfiguration Sunday, which means it's just Sunday before we begin the Lenten journey. And Jesus transfigured himself up in the mountain. Today is a day to celebrate this Transfiguration. Before Jesus walked the journey to Jerusalem, and before he walked to the Passion journey to die on a cross for us, he had to pray and transfigure himself to rely on God. Every Sunday should be a Transfiguration Sunday for you and me. But especially today is the day we needed to revisit our Christian walk. How we are transform ourselves in the presence of God. And so we can transform the world as a mission. We receive as a congregation. The mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We come to church to learn about the Word of God and how to learn. Whatever we learn, we practice in relationship with our Christian brothers and sisters in Christ first in church to test it out whatever we learn. There is ups and downs too, because we do not know exactly how to practice everything, whatever God said. God's instruction is not clearly fit into our human body and human society yet. But we are trying our best to transform and transfigure ourselves to meet the mission and vision of the church. If you open your Bible in the Gospel of Mark, it talks about transfiguration. If you are able, please open your Bible, Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 1 through 8, we read and in this morning. Verse 1, it said that, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with the power. Some scholars, they translated this passage, this verse as the coming of the second coming of Jesus Christ. But in Christian church, the regular church, not radical church, they see that this is the transfiguration, not just waiting for the second coming. And this message was preached to the disciples who were there before Jesus took up his cross for us. And Jesus was telling his disciples, 12 disciples right there, saying that some of you will see the glory of God. Those three of them were chosen from out of the 12 disciples, whose name is Peter, James, and John. Why these three disciples were pulled out and have experienced what Jesus is experienced up in the mountain? And the Transfiguration Mountain experience is not the only moment these three disciples were with Jesus. When Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, and these three disciples were there, what happened to the other disciples? What happened? And then somehow Jesus took these three disciples out of the all disciples to show the things not other disciples can see or not the other disciples are witnessing to. Why? According to the passage we read, the Gospel of Matthew, that this is a special gift given to to these three disciples based on their ability. Not Jesus was practicing his favoritism over these three people and over other people. God loves you the way God loves me. God does not love you more than God loves me. God does not love me more than God loves you. God loves you, everyone equally. But God's expression of a love in giving gift is so different. When you have a children, how do you love, how do you show your love to the infant baby? How about grown-up children children you have? Do you express the same love in the same way to the infant child and then grown children you have? Different, right? And then if you have more than one child in the house, you know all these children you have in the house has a special gift. If you are able and remember, because of the time, we are not going to read all the passages today. And then Matthew talks about the talents. Before Jesus' journey, where the landlord took a journey to the far, to the somewhere, this landlord gave a talent and a gift to each that servant in the house. To one person, he gave five, and to some, and to the second one, he gave how many? Two. Now you remember what you read. How about the last one? One. What happened to this disciple? Do they compare themselves how many gifts I have or not? Oftentimes, we compare ourselves. I'm not gifted in certain things. Or I am gifted in certain things, so I am superior than you. We have such an attitude. But disciples or a servant, when they receive the special gifts from the landlord or Jesus, they did not compare themselves. They just accept it. Accepting it is itself is a great gift. But later on, if we matured enough, we needed to see the different side of this receiving gift moment. What happened to these three disciples after they witnessed that this amazing transfiguration of Jesus up in the mountain? They wanted to stay there. And they do not want to go down to the valley to share the great experience they had. They just wanted to live it in there, live it in a complacent and in a very glorious moment by themselves. We do have a church every week, every Sunday. And in every week, we experience God many different ways through the message and through the singing, through the relationship, and through the fellowship. We do experience God, but how many times do we sit on and then we want to just close the door? We wanted to experience this one again and again by ourselves. If you have a newborn child in your house, do you lock this newborn child in the house, not share this arrival of the newborn child in your house? I don't think so. You broadcast it everyone and then let all the world know that amazing things are happening in this community, in this church, in our house. Some people questioning why I do the Facebook a lot and open up a lot of things, a private life and public life, everything. To be honest, first, it is a passive aggressive advertisement of what's going on in this church. And it is free of charge. Second, I cannot be silent about what's going on in my life, in this church, in this community. So amazing, so amazing. Things are happening in here. I would like to let whole world know that amazing things that are happening in this congregation and in my life. And I cannot be silent about it and let the whole world know that how awesome God is at work in this place. And then let God and let other people know that how awesome God we are serving. This God is alive God. I do not want it to stay in the mountaintop moments. Every Sunday, to be honest, I do have a mountaintop experience. As you can tell, my voice is getting riser more and more. I'm talking faster and faster, right? I get so excited about this amazing message God presented to me. Because of still people needed to hear me correctly, I put several people to control my pace so I can talk at the pace you can hear me correctly. I do get excited about this gospel message I'm presenting to you. It is an amazing message. Amazing things are happening in this congregation. You and I received amazing talent. Going back to the Matthew's the message in here, some people receive 5 talents. Some people receive 2 talents. Some people receive 1 talent. How many talents did you receive from God? Some people feel that you have received nothing. If you feel that you have nothing, you received nothing, please talk to me. I can point out at least one thing from a distance. Being in the church, being in the community of a faith itself is 1 talent you receive. You are connecting with God at least some way, some level to draw the power of the Holy Spirit into your life. I do believe that at least you came to church to be the better person in your house, in your walk, on the walk with the other people in your community. If you are not just coming to just believe in God, but at least I believe that you came to church to be the better person tomorrow. By hearing the word of God, by restoring a morality and restoring the principle of life through the instruction from our God. I do believe that. That is at least 1 talent that I can name that. So all people who say, believe, at least I have 1 talent. Say amen.
Amen.
Some people are not so sure still. Believe it or not, you receive at least 1 talent. Some people who goes farther and they found a new talent in their journey. Some people are so gifted in music and singing and playing instruments. Those people contributed their gifts to the worship service to enhance a better, excellent worship environment so we can fully connect with God. The reason to come to church ultimately is worshiping God with the gift and talent we do have. Some people contribute based on their giftedness. Some people still exploring. And my hubby's song, he tried to explore his singing because he knows that I love to sing, I love music. Later he figured out that's not his gift. He loved to make a joyful noise, but it's in order to sing, he needed to tune himself to hit the right pitch to harmonize his voice with others. That is not his gift. But he has other gift. And I do draw the big picture, he getting to all the detail. He does the puzzle. Me, I can put the framework of the puzzle. Getting into all the detail, that's not my gift. That's why I need your help. And also, if you are able to stop by the narthex and a deposit table, almost done. Within the most, it's amazing. It amazes me how gifted people produce, put the little pieces together and connected it together. For me, so hard. But it's a framework, I can do it. And then everyone gifted it is differently. And then also, when we go back to the Matthew's illustration, receiving gift is one thing, but what we're going to do with the gift is another thing. The people who the servant who received the 5 talents, he invested, and he doubled up. And then later on, the Lord said, "You are faithful servant." And the second servant, and who received the 2 talents, he invested this 2 talents. And bring the investment and a return and profits to the Lord again. And then Jesus, or the Lord said, "Faithful servant." And another, the last one, what did he say? "You, Lord, you are the harsh man. So I decided to dig in the hole in the ground and then just put it in the gift. Here is what you got me." Jesus, or the Lord said, "Wicked, lazy person." And what happened? His even 1 talent was taken away, given to someone else. You and I received amazing talent. What are we going to do with that? Are you investing it? Today is one of the special Sundays for our Redeemers United Methodist Church. As you heard the announcement in the beginning of the service, stewardship committees decided to create a reverse tithing program. If you Google that, reverse tithing program is about giving 90% or 90% to God and 10% use it for your own. If you can do it, awesome. Personally, I cannot do it. I confessed because I needed to have some expenses to make in the house to put the food on the table too. But at least 10% we are getting into there. If you have not been the 10% givers yet, tithers yet, work towards it one by one. Make a goal out of your spending or investment of your time and talent and gift and your life. Christianity, it is not about church life. Christianity is about your daily life, my daily life, our daily life as a community of a faith. Reverse tithing in our church, we define it this way. Like Jesus invest himself for you and me and create new disciples. And then like in Matthew, the Lord, before he embarked the journey, invest 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent to his servant. Church, our redeemers, try to invest physical investments on each family in the church. At least $20. What are we going to do with that? This is a kind of illustration and practical illustration we are trying to create in the church. I do not want you to just sit on the chair. I do not want you to be a seat warmer Christian. I want you to say, "I am Christian," and do Christian, live the life as a Christian. For Christian means followers of Jesus Christ. On the table, the stewardship committee prepared the reverse tithing envelope. In here, in this envelope, the one paper is there. And then $20 bill to wrap it in the paper. This is the symbol of the investment we as a church making on each family. With this seeded money, what are you going to do? We are expecting you to invest $20, not digging the hole and put it in under the ground until due time. We are expecting you to invest it in some way. How? Why? How and why we need to invest this? Because of the mission. The mission of the church is all right, great. And still, if you are struggling with this mission statement, pay attention to the worship bulletin, the first column, and top there is a mission statement. We as a church, we are here to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Not just in the church, but wherever we go. I am the church and you are the church. We are the church together. Am I correct? If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
We are church together when we come together as a community of a faith. But during the week, we do not have a corporate worship like this. Wherever you go, at your workplace, at your home, at school, this $20 can do something. You can invest this $20 to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world so we can follow the mission of the God we receive in here. How do we make a disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world in-house, at school, at work, and in the community? Vision statement is coming. Created home. What kind of home are we creating? Welcoming, nurturing, celebrating God and everyone. This $20 will be invested to create a home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone. How? You and I need to be creative because your context is different than where I am. And some people, they can invest $20 to collect, if you are the great cook, you can buy the recipe and all the grocery things and cook and serve people in your house, created home, and then have a free will of offering or the whatever way you can creative. And then write the story, not just about the finance returns that we are looking, but it's a tangible returns that we are looking. One of the ways to bring the tangible return is a finance. But some people bring that another person. That is the one of the way to invest and bring the return. Some people can invest this money to buy the canned goods in the for the food pantry. Some people can invest $20 to buy the yarn to knitting the prayer shawl, to serve the other people, to celebrate their life wherever they are. Some people, they can donate something, or they can put, like advice we receive from the Matthew, you can put it in the bank, bring the interest later on, a month later. The interest rate in a bank is not that great, though, by the way. So you need to be creative these days. And then you can create a welcoming home. And then gourmet food you can cook and serve. And there are many different ways. You need to be creative. As you can tell, I'm a very linear person. I'm a boxing person. And my right brain and left brain sometimes not coordinate each other, so I cannot be creative. But some of you guys are so creative, so I am expecting you to be creative with this received gift from the church from now on. And during the singing of the closing hymn, usher will be assisting you to come forward as a family unit, and then we will have the two giving stations. You will be coming toward the station to receive this seeded money, and then as a family you're going to be receiving it. As a family, a single person can be a family. With your friend you can make it, you as two friends can make it a family unit too. You can buddy up with someone and be creative. You will tie it up to your family unit or the friendship, your community, definitely, for making disciples of Jesus Christ. It's not about Bible study, but acting out what we learn, what we know about it. Be practical. This is the investment. Some people just doubled up $20 and put it an extra $20 and bring it up. That is another return state if you wanted to do it that way. Some people did in the past, but I'm kind of curious how creative our community is. And we will see how creative people we are at the end of the reverse tithing program before the Palm Sunday. Before we give it out, this envelope, and I want you to be prayerfully align yourself with the Lord. And prayerfully asking God to give you wisdom how to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Jesus transfigured himself up in the mountain. Three disciples were there. And Jesus did not want these three disciples stay up in the mountain, but go into the valley where the suffering, where is the disaster exists, where conflict exists, to invest their experience for the transformation of the world. And if you have a question on this reverse tithing program, please talk to Ian. Could you please stand up? And I talk to Ian. And any other stewardship committee members, if you are part of the stewardship committee member, could you please stand up? Asking these people about reverse tithing, they can assist you whatever way to be creative, but it's a creativity, you have it, please. And then before we give it out, this reverse tithing, let us pray first. Gracious, holy, loving God, you've given us amazing gift. Sometimes we do not know how to invest the gift you've given to us. First gift we received is Jesus Christ, who saved us and sacrificed himself to give a new life for us, to us, Lord. Thank you for the gift you've given to us, the Son, Jesus Christ. As a token of appreciation, as a followers of Jesus Christ, we are trying to imitate your Son, Jesus Christ, to invest ourselves in each other for the transformation of the world you came for. Bless this gift we are just about to give out to your people. And we are expecting you to intervene into the people's life to be more creative, to reveal your glory through this investment of the gift. Thank you, God, for this given gift and the courage you've given us to follow your Son's footsteps. In Jesus Christ, amen.